Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night sky is warm across Israel, with clear conditions in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa remains mild, a pleasant evening for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Hezbollah drones wounded 5 IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon earlier today, as a ceasefire with U.S.-Iran understandings looms. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, 5 IDF soldiers were hurt, one seriously, in a Hezbollah drone attack in Lebanon earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS confirms Israel eliminated 2 Hamas commanders involved in the October 7th attacks in weekend airstrikes. Separately, in earlier reporting, Netanyahu faces criticism over Trump's Iran deal, with politicians calling it a failure that endangers Israel. And finally, the Times of Israel notes that Trump has commented on the Iran deal, stating that continued bombing could have led to disaster. From X, the latest. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Trump defended the Iran deal, warning against continued bombing that could have harmed the Middle East, including Israel. Jake Wallace Simons, a journalist, posted earlier today on the Iran-U.S. agreement, highlighting that the deal lifts sanctions on Iran while the U.S. ends hostilities, but criticizes the lack of reciprocal commitments from Iran. Avi Isakharov, an Israeli journalist, posted just now, expressing concern over the challenges future Israeli leaders will face due to Netanyahu's actions both regionally and internationally. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, the drone attacks come amid expectations of a ceasefire under U.S.-Iran negotiations. The Ynet report highlights that the strikes hit IDF forces and an evacuation vehicle, escalating tensions as diplomatic efforts continue. This development puts pressure on the ceasefire talks and raises concerns for regional stability. Turning to Gaza, Israel's airstrikes eliminated key Hamas figures today. According to JNS, these commanders played significant roles in the October 7th attacks. The operation marks a significant blow to Hamas's leadership, signaling Israel's continued focus on dismantling terrorist networks. The implications for security in the region remain critical. Meanwhile, the controversy over Trump's Iran deal stirs political debate in Israel. As reported by the Times of Israel, the deal has sparked criticism from across the political spectrum. Critics argue it leaves Israel vulnerable, highlighting the complexities of regional alliances and security. The outcome of these discussions could shape future diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, CTEK reports that Landa Labs averted insolvency after securing a last-minute deal with a creditor, closing the case swiftly. Separately, Globes mentions that Luimi Bank announced a surprise gift of NIS 700 to some customers, creating a buzz among account holders. And finally, Ynet Business raises questions about Tesla's safety claims in EU filings, suggesting potential misrepresentation of its autonomous driving technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.